Christmas at the Vicarage by Rebecca Boxall, performed by Fiona Hardingham. She'd been gone for 15 years and was now in her 40s. But the dreams, recurring night after night, had finally drawn her home. They'd been like an invisible lasso, pulling her tighter and harder until Rosamund had inevitably found herself first at Perth International Airport, then at Heathrow, Paddington, Totnes, and finally the small station of Thatchley, just 10 minutes from Potter's Cove. Thatchley was so quaint it was the kind of place used by the BBC when it required a suitably old-fashioned station for a period drama. However dishevelled and travel-weary you felt, it was impossible not to feel the antique glamour of the place on arriving. Rosamund, who by now looked decidedly unglamorous, lugged her various bags onto the platform and breathed slowly and deeply, dark, crisp November air. With one breath, she was filled with memories of bonfire nights past, fingerless gloves, sticky toffee apples, fizzing sparklers and piping hot jacket potatoes. Already her memory had been stirred, and she hadn't even reached Potter's Cove. She heaved her bags along the platform and bypassed the ticket office, taking the side gate towards the main road. As hoped, her shortcut won her the only waiting taxi and, rather gleefully, she opened the boot and had stowed her luggage before the driver. A funny-looking man with an enormous nose and, it turned out, dreadful halitosis, managed to hoist himself from his seat to help her. As she clambered into the back seat, she spotted a couple of other train passengers emerging from the ticket office and looking hopefully about them. Rosamund knew they would have a long wait for another taxi, but she refused to feel guilty. After all, no one else could possibly have endured as lengthy a journey as her. The drive took no time at all and yet seemed never-ending. As the taxi wound through the tiny Devon roads that squiggled down into the village and back up the small hill to the vicarage, the driver slowed to an agonizing snail's pace. Rosamund found herself willing the man to drive faster. She could hardly bear to wait a moment longer. "Could you possibly go a little faster?" she called out to the front.
"Sorry, love," said the man, though he didn't sound very sorry. "More than my job's worth."
Rosamund was not argumentative by nature, but even she had to bite her tongue quite literally to prevent herself from replying to this unhelpful response. And then, suddenly, they were there. With the driver paid and the bags manhandled from the boot, Rosamund hurried to the back door. Family and tradesmen, her mother had always said, mocking her own aristocratic heritage. She was here. Her back ached and her eyes were gritty, but finally she was here.